Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, again, we've got tons to cover here today. We're going to be talking about, well, over the week I actually talked about everyone is guilty as charged, except those that are guilty. And now there's brand new information coming out today, friends. Everyone is guilty as charged except the guilty who orchestrated it. Even when it comes to the FBI informant Ray Epps, who admits to being the orchestrator. This is all on court documents, friends. How many patriots are in jail right now? Because they were exercising the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, which they have every right in the world to do so, no matter how much corruption denies it and counters it through totalitarian methods. It matters not. We have God-given rights, and if we're willing to fight for them, we can win the day. 1 Timothy 6:2. But in spite of the facts, friends, patriots are still in jail. And in the meantime, Donald Trump is the point man, controlled operative, who's running for the presidency of the United States of America, yet it's clear to see that the shenanigans are being uncovered again. Luke 12:2, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. He's out there running for the presidency of the United States of America, and yet the mainstream media called him the leader of the coup. Looked up the word coup just to define it properly in mind, rather than what the mainstream media waters it down to be. Coup means insurrection. If you look at Webster's 1828, there is no word coup. It's a modern word. And it's in parallel to insurrectionist. So the insurrectionist, the leader of the insurrection, is out there running for the presidency for a second term. Well, those that came on his enticements, they're in jail. I'm going to cover this today, folks. I mean, if I can't get the American people to lawfully move on this information here, I don't know, and I've said this so many times in the past, I got to say it again, I don't know what it's going to take for the American people to move. I do understand what it takes for the people to move when it comes to their front door. Well, friends, rest assured, that's already happening, Amos 6:3. One of the things that we talk about here, and we're going to be talking about that, by the way, in just a little bit here, but I want to cover this before the end of the first segment. I've shared with you time and time again concerning the illegal censorship that's going on with this ministry. I've highlighted the fact that the FBI is behind it. The CIA is behind it. They're censoring anybody that speaks out against the narrative that they mean to set. They're subversive to American government. And no, they don't have a right to do it because it's their platform. You don't have a right to break the law. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, not the other way around. We know this. Twitter now is coming out, as a matter of fact, concerning all the illegal censorship that's been taking place. And there's articles out there now going across social media platforms in the United States saying all those theorists are turning out to be, in fact, the ones that were telling you the truth concerning censorship. Well, we've had three attorneys now, for the record, that have gone after Facebook. Not one time has Facebook responded to the charge. And suing them for $2 million. They don't even respond. Does anybody out there know of a corporation that if someone files a lawsuit against them that they can just ignore it and get a pass? Well, we took it a step beyond that. We actually sent the letter that was ignored from our attorney to Facebook. We sent it to the Department of Justice Civil Rights Division. They had a sign for it. Just to let you know the steps that we have taken here. And this is brand new. We actually sent one to the IRS contract division. Okay, they had a sign for that. Just to let you know that we're not playing games. I'm sick and tired of all of this, folks. The Federal Trade Commission, we sent them the documents from the attorney that went to Facebook that were ignored. Okay. These are the proper authorities, just to make this public. We also sent one to the Consumer Consumer Bureau Protection Bureau in D.C. as well. They had a sign for it. This has been now a month. We haven't got one response from not one of these agencies. We also sent a copy to Facebook itself. You want to talk about brazenly violating law, friends? These agencies that are being paid to enforce and uphold the law are not upholding the law. They are in cahoots with Facebook in protecting them and suppressing free speech. This is what George Washington warned about. This is what our forefathers warned us of concerning free speech. It's the bulwark of our freedoms. Washington said that if they ever take away free speech, you will be as sheep led to the slaughter. This is how they're getting away with what they're getting away with, friends. They're not upholding the law. They're ignoring and they're violating continuously the First Amendment. If you want to know one angle that the bad guys are getting away with what they're getting away with, it's them suppressing free speech. And going back to what I originally highlighted concerning this FBI informant who confesses that he orchestrated January 6th, namely the FBI informant named Ray Epps. We have it in court documentations for you today, friends. Isn't it interesting that all the innocent ones are in jail, and yet those that are guilty of orchestrating it aren't even a part of due process when it comes to the law and the enforcement of it? Americans, you're doing this to yourselves. As you give them a pass, you're adding more strength to tyranny day by day. They must lawfully be dealt with. They do not have the right to break the law. And that's exactly what they've been doing far too long in this country. But we've known this for decades. So going full circle on two different points and topics that we are going to talk about, namely one after this one, I want to let you know that we have not dropped the ball. We're taking up a step. They're ignoring the attorneys. They're ignoring the lawsuits because they don't want to answer for them because they know what they're doing is illegal. Folks, this is how they're doing what they're doing and getting away with it. And as Edmund Burke rightly said, they'll always do whatever you let them get away with. It's exactly why they're doing it. And the sad part about it is they don't have a right to do it. And where's checks and balances in government, friends? I just showed you. Not a one of them responded in giving us aid in dealing with the crimes that Facebook and YouTube are responsible for committing. Okay? Your freedom of speech goes, and your Second Amendment's next. You're done, America. You're done. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on TheForgeNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, you can. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. Go to the schedule. By the way, we're getting requests now to come up into Minnesota to do three events. We're going to be in California next month. We're going to be in South Dakota in February. We're going to be in Michigan for, I believe, a week of events in March. And then we're going to be on the East Coast putting stuff together for another television series. If you want to see the last one we did, it aired for 42 weeks on national television. It's on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. It's called Equipping the Saints. It's right on the right side of the page, Equipping the Saints. So going back, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you want to watch the live feed, top left side of the page, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe and or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. And again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. Now, folks, one of the things that I cover quite a bit is the scandals of those that continuously lie to us on a 24/7 basis. And it's amazing how the media's cameras, the mainstream media, and their useful idiots have the cameras up to the faces of the corrupt to speak for this topic or that topic, for this group or for that agency or branch of government, whatever the case is. This is what the American people have succumbed to. This is what they have subjected themselves to accept. And I, honestly, as a guy that I believe has the Holy Ghost, and even before that, having a little common sense, friends, I don't for the life of me understand why people subject themselves to such people as this. Now, the Bible's clear when it talks about in 1 Kings 13:33 that they take the baser sort and then they put them up in high positions to influence the people because they're trying to lower the standard. And that's what they do, is they use these losers, these reprobates, Romans 1:24 going down to the end of the chapter, and they put them up. And what they do is they keep, hey, folks, you got a Whoopi Goldberg, you had a Snoop Doggy Dog. I mean, really, Americans? These are spokespeople? They have television programs? I mean, can you go any lower than that? I mean, you have an MSNBC? You have a Rachel Maddow? I mean, the list goes on. These people, do they have credibility in your mind? No, you know them as liars, then why do you listen to that? That's ridiculous. There's no truth in these people. And yet they're put up. And if people would shut these networks off, the sponsors would say, no more. We're not going to support them. And I know that many of them, folks, do not have the sponsorship. And I know that many of these networks have taken government money, and now they are subservient to government. And we're seeing that across the boards. I'll get to the airlines in just a couple minutes, because the government is the one paying off these airlines to become subservient to them. Where's the government getting that money from? From the taxpayers. The government's trying to put themselves in the position where we work for them rather than them working for us. That's not how our system of government is set up, Americans. I want to go back to 2011, and I want to show you just a little salt. Put a little salt on your tongue. This is what the American people put up with. And we've known it with this witch, Nancy Pelosi, for decades. They're actors, and they're bad actors, friends. These are the clowns in the circus of politics. Look what happens when someone actually asks a real question. Look at how nervous they get. Look how they go on the defensive. Their only retort is to attack, because they don't have the facts on their side. But what she's being asked about here, friends, is insider trading, which is illegal in America. I want you to check this out.
Why you and your husband, back in March of 2008, accepted and participated in a very large IPO deal from Visa.
I don't know what your point is of your question. Is there some point that you want to make with that?
Do you think it's all right for a speaker to accept a very preferential favorable stock deal? You don't think it was a conflict of interest, or have the appearance of a conflict of interest?
No, it only has the appearance if you decide that you're going to have elaborate on a false premise. But it's not true, and that's that.
I don't understand what part's not true.
Yes, sir. That I would act upon an investment.
I wanted to ask you
why. See how nervous they get, folks? Can you imagine 329.5 million people holding these people accountable? This is just a reporter asking her real questions. Look at the shenanigans that go on in D.C. all day long. We see them again today. The American people, namely the conservatives and patriots and Christians, have put Fox News up, and yet, in fact, if you pay attention to what they're promoting, they're pushing the same agenda. In some cases at the same time, in some cases just a little bit later than what you call the left. Well, it should come as no surprise, because we all know that they're controlled opposition. And they are controlled opposition. Let's go over to the airlines. We're seeing, and we just heard it on the news again today, the propaganda outlets, because that's exactly what they are. There's no truth in them. Just ask the CIA director, William Casey, folks. It's all contrived. It's fabricated. They're creating a warfare within, because they want to create domestic insurrection. Okay, and they want to divide and they want to conquer. Mark 3:25, Jesus told us to beware of this. They're pitting people against each other all day long. So you're easily conquered. That's the purpose of all that. But what's going on with the airlines, folks? Someone just sent this to me yesterday from the airlines, a stewardess. She's a friend of mine. She sends me great information. And I'm thankful for the good information that people send to me, because I only have one head, right? Two eyes, two ears, one mouth, and I'm always paying attention to what's happening so I can hit the highlight of what the people need to hear rather than what it is that they want to hear. But it was sent to me yesterday.
Spirit Airlines is under attack, just like JetBlue is under attack. Just like Southwest is under attack. All these small airlines are under attack. Why are they under attack? You just heard during the break about how some people have lost their luggage. Have you noticed that the mainstream media has been raining on the season of Christmas? The reason they're doing that is because they want to break them down so they submit to an order, to a fascist state. Isaiah 28, verse 18. They want to break them down. They want to show you that they're insufficient. And while they show you that they're insufficient, guess what they're doing? Behind closed doors, guess what they're doing, friends? They're giving packages like that to Southwest Air. They took $3.7 billion in federal aid. Southwest Air took $3.7 billion of your money. The government took it. The federal government stole $3.75 billion. And guess what they did with it? They bribed the new CEOs, namely that of Southwest Air. Yep. Its CEO got a pay raise to a $9.1 million package in 2022. Okay, now they're working on Spirit. Now they're working on JetBlue. So whoever they're attacking right now, they're trying to break them down until they're subservient to the fascist government. Now, I know some people don't know history, but let me give it to you just a little bit. Spoon feed it to you. I just watched the documentary for the second time. It's called Conspiracy. It's when Heydrich, the architect of the Final Solution, along with Adolf Eichmann, where they wanted to rid the world of the Jewish people, where they met for 2 hours, and they had about 30 people. And these 30 people at the table were the heads of all of these companies and these agencies. And when they sat down, Mr. Heydrich told everybody in the room with a smile on his face that everybody's concerns and cares and ideas, well, they'll have an opportunity to bring them to the table. So for 1 hour and then 2 hours go on, anybody that opposed them in any sense of the word were taken to the side and they were subtly threatened. And if they didn't comply, guess what? Their lives were threatened. Their livelihoods were threatened. And you better know what's going on in America today. And what's sad about it is after the two-hour meeting was over, and it's a factual meeting, by the way. We've got all the records of it. It's interesting, after the 2 hours was up concerning this meeting with Eichmann and that of Heydrich to the Final Solution, it's interesting that not one person weighed in opposition. And that's what's happening with the airlines right now. It's what's happening with big corporations right now. They've been extorted, friends. You look at these big corporations such as Amazon, and the list goes on, and you're trying to figure out where did these guys come from, and how is it that they're so successful? Well, remember, after the pandemic, friends, and during that time, over the last 3 years, these billionaires, all of the little businesses that were shut down by the governors across the United States of America, right on cue and in unison, it's interesting, well, the little guy was being shut down, all that customer clientele and all that traffic was driven over to the likes of Amazon. Did you notice the big corporations that stayed open during the pandemic? And none of these rules that applied to the little guy applied to the corporations? Nope, because the corporations are working hand in glove in this fascist state to continuously browbeat into submission anybody that dares stand up. And that,
if you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. The funeral for Pope Benedict XVI will take place Thursday morning in St. Peter's Square. His successor, Pope Francis, will preside over the Mass. Benedict died today at the age of 95. Longtime ABC News journalist and pioneer broadcaster Barbara Walters died in New York last night. She started her career at NBC before moving on to ABC, where she became the first woman to anchor a national nightly newscast. She was 93. New Year's celebrations are underway around the world as 2022 comes to a close. The Pacific nation of Kiribati was the first to welcome in the new year, followed by New Zealand. Thousands gathered in Sydney, Australia for the famed fireworks display over the city's harbor. A huge crowd expected to turn out in Times Square for tonight's ball drop at midnight to usher in the start of 2023 in the USA. Powerball this Tuesday, the jackpot is worth $785 million. Kenneth Burns, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, I have you for 2 hours today, and I'm getting caught up with the information that I didn't get to you yesterday, and all for good reasons, because if you call in, we're going to make it your show. But let's try to do our best to stick to the topics. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to be talking about the FBI informant that confessed, Ray Epps, not saying any names, that he orchestrated January 6th, but yet he hasn't been charged. So those that orchestrated the event of January 6th, which we told you it was, that paid provocateurs were brought in, and we have all this on film, by the way. Gateway Pundit did a great job of doing just that in compilingly film. By the way, the government, did you know, actually suppressed 14,000 hours of footage concerning January 6th. 14,000 hours of video has been suppressed, and they keep pushing the narrative. What's the narrative? To browbeat patriots. The message, don't you dare stand up and exercise your God-given rights here. We're in charge. And I'm talking about the corrupt. No, they're not in charge. The only way that they're in charge is if the people let them be in charge. So we're going to be getting to that in just a minute here. Again, I got to get caught up here. You guys all know who Zelensky is, right? Remember the person of the year? You know how they're trying to play him up to be some sort of savior of his country in Ukraine? You know how I highlighted the fact that he was a homosexual, which he is, a sodomite, Leviticus 18:22, 20:13, Romans 1:24 to the end of the chapter, Jude 1:7 is the fruit. Okay, just go back to scriptures. You understand that they're advocating what God clearly condemns. Okay, This is Zelensky. He's a comedian who played the piano with his male appendage. I got all the videos right in front of me. I've played them for you several times. Your government, namely Joe Biden and his criminal administration, were actually stealing money from the American people during this time. Rand Paul actually just came out and said what's going on with this $1.7 trillion bill. It's going to more aid for Zelensky. They are raising up that country, Americans, and they're doing it on your dime. They have given him $68 billion. Much talk of Zelensky being a blatant Nazi, which comes as no surprise. Him attacking his own people, his military being called to attack his own people. Oh, just wait a second. There's new stuff on the horizon to prove all of the things, once again, that we've already brought to the light. Okay? Why is Joe Biden, first of all, why is he in office? We know he's guilty of treason. Just ask your pal Donald Trump, who failed to prosecute him when he promised to do so in draining the swamp. Right? But it's interesting, he committed the act of treason with Ukraine. Now he's in office through massive voter fraud. You know it, and I know it, and I don't care what the bad guy says. People are being thrown in jail right now. Well, the media is telling you it never happened. I'm bringing to the light the people that have been busted that are a part of it, that are going to jail for up to 25 years for voter fraud. But he commits the act of treason with Ukraine before he mysteriously becomes the president of the United States of America. Leviticus 26, verse 15, go to the end of the chapter. Those that hate you will rule over you. John Calvin was right when he said, when God means to judge a nation, he appoints the wicked. Put that up against 12:8 of Psalm and tell me that's not exactly what's happening. But they're putting this guy up, Joe Biden's administration. And we know it's his handlers. We all know the powers that are tolerated. We know who they are, who are calling the shots. And it's not Joey. He's already sold his soul. He wants to sell the nation right down the line with him as well, friends. And I don't want to be a part of that. Okay? I want to be a part of the other side of establishing who we are rather than being a part of tearing down who we are. But I want you to watch this video. It's real short. I want to show you the man that they just made the person of the year. They did the same thing with the sodomite, Barack Obama, who's a foreigner, who after he's the president of the United States of America, goes over to Kenya and talks about how he was the first president that was foreign-born, which is against the law. The law is found in the Constitution of the United States. But remember anybody that went down that road during his criminal administration? They were just chasing shadows and they were browbeaten by the mainstream media, and the conservatives of the day did their best to comply and fraternize with the enemies of their country. And they did, because they serve the sponsors. They don't serve the people, friends. That's the conservatives. That's why they're making millions of dollars off the stupidity of those that listen to them. But look what we're in for now, because we've avoided bringing forth the fruits of obedience to God and to mankind. I want you to check this out. This is Zelensky dancing. This is the man that your government is putting up. And I want to show you some videos right after this showing you how he is, in fact, attacking his people. He's censoring his people. And he's attacking the Christian church in Ukraine. And how many times have I told you this? Here we go. It's all a joke, isn't it? There he is, with the mustache. See, this is the comedian actor that becomes the president of Ukraine, dancing with men, grabbing each other men with high heels on, in a little gay parody here. This is the president of Ukraine. Now he doesn't have a mustache. Did you hear the whip, friends? Sadomasochism? Can't make it up, can you? Nope. This is what the mainstream media is not telling you as to where your money's going. Okay? sick-minded devils who are playing with the lives of millions. Playing with the lives of millions. I did an article back in December 8th of this year, The Cycle of the Abominable, Vladimir Zelensky, Person of the Year. Oh, my goodness. You can't make it up, can you? You really can't. And now your government's taken $68 billion, and they're supporting that devil. Okay? I want you to see this because it goes a little bit further than that, because Zelensky, to nobody's surprise over here, if you look at Adolf Hitler's reign, they used sodomites to attack their people. All of the SS were masculine homosexuals, and over the last how many decades in this country, administration after administration has been appointing sodomites into positions, lesbians, homosexuals, transgenders, which don't exist, the list goes on. You see them, they're all heads now of your military, America. Just so you understand that I'm not talking to a foreign country right now. Notice that you have these men that are dressed up as women appointing to the heads of your military. When are the American people going to listen to the warning signs of, in hopes of not repeating the history of the past? Oh, they're trying to create a government without God. Here, this Tulsi Gabbard, I trust her. I seen her at an event at an RNC back in 2012. She had one of the weirdest auras on a person that I've ever been around in all of my life. And she's a player. I trust her as much as I trust the person that's giving the report. And, of course, I'm talking to the guy that makes, $10, $20, $30 million a year. And you're going to see the video here. But Tulsi Gabbard exposes the shocking life Ukrainians have under Zelensky. And I want you to see it for yourself concerning what, in fact, the mainstream media is trying to hide from you. You know what? Every once in a while, they'll blurt the truth out in their confusion. Check this out.
Zelensky's democracy is... You see no freedom of the press. He has shut down any media that he does not control, his government does not control.
That's what Adolf did.
He has gotten political opposition arrested, made sure that that's happened. As you mentioned, he shut down the biggest Ukraine church in the country. And I found this quote today. He has actually threatened to punish, quote, any Christian caught worshiping in unapproved ways.
Your government's supporting this guy.
This is the democracy that they are saying, well, we need all of your money, our money, taxpayer dollars, to go and defend. This is their shining example of democracy. It's no surprise then when we look at what's happening here at home, Tucker, and it's no surprise how we see the political and power elite so easily and willing to undermine our own democracy, undermine our own freedoms, abusing their power to achieve their own political interests, because they look to Zelensky's democracy and they see a reflection and opportunity for them.
That's exactly right. What they're doing in Germany, I'm sorry, Ukraine, no different. But I want you to think about the fact that they're using your money to promote this devil. It's the same thing, like she said, that they're doing here in America. And unless anybody thinks that this is made up information, I would have you open up your eyes. Zelensky gives his government powers to restrict media, just like in America, block websites, just like in America, and orders big tech to censor. Who? His political opposition. Sound familiar, friends? You remember how I started the show off, right? What are they doing here? Lest you think it's a game, it's already happening. And they're not doing this in a closet. No pun intended. If you think there's a difference between what's going on here and what's going on over there, remember that when Joe Biden, criminal and treasonous Joe Biden, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48, when he signed off onto this bill talking about the Marriage Equality Act, and he said it's a blow to hate. No, it's a blow to the law. Because they want to make everybody a prey. Now, remember what I told you. This is what's going on in the People's White House right now. Biden invites drag queen to White House who said, kids are out to sing and to suck the male appendage. I'm not kidding you. They're pedophiles. They're not hiding the fact that they're pedophiles. Okay? I'm just sharing that with you. I want to come back, and I want to play another video concerning Zelensky. And by the way, I was talking about controlled operative Tucker Carlson, lest you think that he is for you, too. Ask him why he's making so much money, folks. It's not in serving the people. It's in serving his sponsors who allow him to say certain things and who also censor other things. That is not America, folks. That's a dictatorship. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Again, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi there, I'm Ken Crow, conservativedailybriefing.com. I have never in my life heard a more powerful message from a more patriotic person. Bradley Dean is the epitome of liberty, freedom, and patriotism. Get out here, Bradley Dean. You won't hear a better speaker.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You for 2 hours today. I welcome you to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Go ahead and subscribe to that page, social media platforms. You can watch us up there or before it's news.com. If you want to call in, stick to the topic. I got to stay on course today. 1-866-582-9933. We're highlighting Zelensky. We're highlighting the fact that Biden, through this $1.7 trillion bill they passed right before Christmas. Notice how they're doing it right before holidays. They do this all the time, folks. Or an extended weekend, they push these bills through all the time. Many of these agencies that have been created have been pushed during Christmas season or Thanksgiving or Easter. That you're dealing with a devilish, demonic people. Okay? And again, if you want to look at it the other way and say it has no bearing on me, you're sadly mistaken. It's already coming to your front door all across the country. Again, Amos 6:3. Now, I want to go back to Zelensky, and I want you to understand that a lot of that money is going to Zelensky right now. $68 billion. And I proposed the question before, Americans, how many countries across the world raise up tax dollars to support us? And yet you're seeing a redistribution of wealth coming from corruption in the United States of America. How long do you think that can last? How long do you think that's going to last? Even the clowns in the circus of politics are telling you this. And by the way, they're just being sound pieces, folks, to tell you what, in fact, that they are doing. Because when it comes to this new world order they're trying to establish, they're not like they're hiding this somewhere. They're doing it right in front of your faces. And if you want to be a person of inaction, then guess what? This is what you got more coming. Rest assured, more is coming. And it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. Again, Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15. The Lord said, if you don't want to listen to me and keep my commandments and my judgments and my statutes and my ordinances, this is what's going to happen. Now, let me just take that to a common sense level. If I obey and I fight off the bad guy, what's going to happen? I'm going to win the fruit of the land. If I don't, they're going to dispossess me rather than me dispossess them. The good news is we already have the possession. Now we need to fight like it tells us in Joshua 22 that even when you have the possession, that you still need to keep the commandments and judgments and statutes and ordinances to drive out your enemies, to uphold your freedoms that God has bestowed upon you. Read Isaiah 51, verse 4. Okay? But if you don't want to do that, this is what you're going to get. They're going to continuously steal your money. They're going to redistribute it across the world. Biden's done it a couple times now. Trump did it a couple times. He signed a bill right before he left supporting foreigners. Right? While leaving America wide open. Folks, you are left to you and your God right now. And that's the best place in the world. You know what? Real Christians, if this is what must happen to wake up the people, then let it happen. Let it happen, friends. Because the people in this country are not going to open up their eyes any other way because they still think because the football games are on Sunday or because the baseball games are coming or the basketball games are coming or whatever their entertainment level is or what it is that they so choose to serve. Read that and put that up against Jeremiah 11:13. As long as that's in play, they think everything is okay. I'm here to tell you that that is all propped up to give you the illusion to continuously live in that little deceitful bubble that many people live in, that everything is okay. It is not okay. Not in any sense of the word is it okay. And I don't know what else I need to share with the American people. And it's like, Bradley, you keep saying that. Sometimes it gets that frustrating, folks. It really does. You know, Thomas Jefferson said, he said, I prefer dangerous freedom. I prefer dangerous liberty over peaceful slavery. You know, I remember when Patrick Henry said, give me liberty or give me death. It seems like the American people prefer death because they keep sowing into the fruit of sin. Romans 6:23. Read Romans 6:23. Now, let me get back to Zelensky here, Mr. Zelensky. And I want you to see how he's been covered. Remember his visit? What was it, about a week and a half ago, if not even that long ago? Here's the operative again, telling you as much truth as he's allowed to tell you. And I'm talking about Carlson Tucker here, or Tucker Carlson. That's how much I pay attention to this guy. But he did highlight this, and I want you to see it for yourselves. Check this out.
This was bipartisan masochism. The Uniparty is alive and well despite the best efforts of voters, including last month. And if you doubt that it's alive and well, here's a picture of Zelensky that he had taken with a group of elderly Republican senators in Kiev back in May. They stand grinning next to him in their orthopedic shoes, 70-year-old Susan Collins.
Okay, so if you look at the picture you're here, friends, you have all of these that have committed the act of treason with America surrounding this actor, this comedian, this sodomite, this Nazi that's attacking his own people. There's Mitch McConnell. This is the guy that was transporting 90 pounds of cocaine on his in-law's ship called the Ping Mei that the mainstream media completely went blackout on. You heard crickets, okay? You need to understand what you call the right and what you call the left are the same wings to the same bird. They're not for you, Americans. They're working against you. Does this picture tell you, and is it worth a thousand words? Because I believe it is. Let's go on.
Don Barrasso, John Cornyn, led by their 80-year-old ringleader, Mitch McConnell. 44-year-old Zelensky poses between them in a skin-tight polo shirt, flexing like a weightlifter and trying to look ferocious. They seem awestruck. Not since a young Fidel Castro showed up in New York wearing battle fatigues has this country's aging leadership class tittered more loudly in delight. They love a man in uniform. What a hunk. So strong and decisive. Look at the expression on Mitch McConnell's face. You could almost hear the giggles of pleasure. No rational person assessing the issues ever would have predicted this moment. If you were a Republican office holder and Zelensky came to Washington, maybe you would, for a moment, ask him about his current and ongoing war against Christianity in Ukraine. Especially if you were, say, Mitch McConnell or John Cornyn, and a lot of your own voters go to church on Sunday. They might care about that issue. But McConnell and Cornyn didn't mention that. They didn't say a word. You will not hear a word on television tonight about the fact that Zelensky has banned an entire ancient Christian denomination in Ukraine, and then seized churches, and then thrown priests into jail. According to Mitch McConnell, who apparently hasn't left his office since the mid-80s, anti-Christian despotism is what most Republicans want above all.
See,
they don't get enough.
See the confusion here with Tucker Carlson, just so you understand that he's controlled opposition, he's still feeling the narrative of that political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful, that pits people against each other. During the break, I just wanted, again, come back. I wanted to give you the facts of the matter. Tucker Carlson, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, is worth $420 million. He makes annually a salary of $35 million. I don't have any sponsors. I have one sponsor, two sponsors, three sponsors, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's enough for me. Why is this guy given the airwaves every single day of the life? And in much of what we know is true, he fights against. But in this particular case, they're just simply mouthpieces to tell you what it is that they want you to know for right now. And listen to the wording. Listen to the details, friends. Pay attention to the details. The devil's always found in the details. Notice how we just talked about the war against Christianity and Christians are being arrested now. What do you think January 6th was about? That's what this is all about. And notice simultaneously what Tucker Carlson is pushing here of the betrayal of the American people in our constitutional republic under God by our said representatives. So the message that they're pushing over in Zelensky, the little actors, the little clown in the circus of politics who's playing a very dangerous game, who sold him so far. But folks, the fact of the matter is people, a lot of people are going to lose their lives if they don't wake up to what's going on, not just over in Ukraine, but in America. Because if Americans put a stop to all of this, it wouldn't be going on in other parts of the world. We're the ones that are responsible for funding this. So let's not sit back and deceive ourselves into believing that this isn't happening, folks. It's happening. Okay? And the American people are allowing it to happen. On the other side of this break, folks, I got you for another hour. We're going to be talking about the FBI informant that confesses that he orchestrated January 6th. And the question, why hasn't he been charged? Why hasn't the leader of the coup, Donald Trump, been charged? Remember they just said last week, friends, the subpoena, they said they didn't have the resources? Remember how I told you over and over again that he's a clown in the circus of politics? He's the lead clown. He's controlled opposition. He's been put up and propped up in a favorable light by the mainstream media for 30 years. Now he calls him the fake news, but everything he does, folks, everything he whispers, the fake news is right there to report it, isn't it? Yep. What are they doing? They're keeping the people separated, but what they don't realize is what Donald Trump says and what Donald Trump does are two different stories. And I've stated that 1,000 times on this show, 1,000 times. I showed this to you right after I highlighted Zelensky. This is what's going on in Biden's administration right now. A pedophile, a known pedophile that entertains for children. He was invited to the White House during the signing of the attacking of the Marriage Equality Act. Oh, my goodness, folks. These people are setting themselves against heaven. They are hastening the judgment of God upon us. And little do they know that they're being used for just that purpose. They think they're having their way. They're really not. We're all on the same boat, humanity. We're all on the same island. Let's not forget that. What we need to do is just get the right people to stay on the island and to kick the wrong people off that island. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.